This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
If that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in time.
McMonagle here with you on the Fan on this Monday morning. We got Alex on the other side. We're taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019 for the next 3 hours until 5 o'clock. And only the Giants. We'll get to the Jets. We know how miserable they are. We know how awful they are as they got spanked by the New Orleans Saints. And whether or not this coaching staff, it's not outrageous to think they should move on from Glenn. We'll get to that. But only the Giants can somehow do exactly what I want them to do and piss me off all at the same time. Both these teams can do it. The football, it's so disgusting, both of these teams. But you know what? I should be happy, right? I'm a tanker. I want them to lose. I like the prospect of the Giants having the number one pick and the Jets getting as high up in the draft as possible so that they can make a great trade that rises them both up. I've been talking about it for a week. We've all been talking about it, how important it is. I want them to lose these games. So, like, the final outcome of both of these games, but let's specifically get to the Giants here first. We'll get to the Jets. Specifically, the outcome of the game is what I wanted. I wanted the Giants to lose. I want the Giants to lose this coming week against the Raiders. Then I want them to lose against the Cowboys. And I want them to have the number one pick so that they could trade that pick for a boatload of other picks and see if they can try and get this roster right. Right? That's what I want. I want the GM fired. I want a clean house. I want to start anew, and I want to start from the best position possible with a young franchise quarterback, multiple picks that they will be able to be acquired by trading that first overall pick, and start this new era of Giants football in as good a possible shape as possible. So ultimately, yes, I am pleased with the 16-13 loss. I am happy with Abdul Carter being offsides and negating a defensive touchdown. But what I'm not happy with, what I'm frustrated by, is the neutering of the quarterback. Because that's what's happened. Because part of this plan relies on Jackson Dart being a franchise quarterback for the New York Giants. And while I'm still confident in that, I still believe in him. What's going on here is absurd. And I want to take you back because now all of a sudden, you know what's funny? All of a sudden, when we recognize what's gone on since Brian Daboll was fired, suddenly, well, you know, if you look at the numbers, and I'm not going to give you all the numbers because you don't need them. You don't need to see that he threw for 33 yards in this game. You don't need to see. Or you don't need me to tell you the numbers and his completion percentage and his yards and no touchdown runs and everything that's gone on since Brian Daboll was fired. But suddenly, oh, would you look at that? The head coach that drafted him, the head coach who was the leader of the offense, not just the play caller, and obviously wasn't the play caller. And sure, oh, well, Mike Kafka's the play caller. Let's give him a chance. We see how that's gone. But now all of a sudden we want to talk about the impact of firing Brian Daboll. Maybe we should have thought about that before they fired Brian Daboll. That's a thought. Maybe they should have taken into consideration how the quarterback would continue to grow for the rest of this year at the bare minimum without Brian Daboll. Without the guy who trusted him, without the guy who went all in on him, without the guy who pounded the table to bring him in here, without the guy that relationship became extremely successful, the guy who went to him when no one else in the organization wanted to start him against the Chargers, that coach and this quarterback had something going on. Yes, they were losing football games. Yes, they were blowing fourth quarter leads. But I saw a quarterback who had guts. I saw a quarterback who went out there and made plays. I saw a quarterback who played with a level of exuberance that has been completely taken away from him for a bunch of different reasons. And I'm not trying to tell you that Brian Daboll was the savior. I'm done with that. I did that forever. I get it. He lost enough. Fine. But this is the ramifications of what happens. And this is why that coach-quarterback dynamic is so important, and it should not be dismissed, all, you know, just completely because, oh, they blew a fourth-quarter lead. I get it. I get you have to win in this league. But let's acknowledge how important it is when you're trying to develop a young quarterback. And now let's get to what's actually happened, because I do believe what's happened here in part, is Jackson Dart has been completely neutered. And he looks and feels and is coached completely different. Now, let's go back to that Brian Daboll firing. Let's go back to it. Because why was he actually fired, right? For a bunch of different reasons. Clearly losing over the last handful of years. I'm not telling you he wasn't. But that was part of it, right? And John Mara or whoever, apparently someone up high, right? The reports were that they wanted him fired off of the Denver game, and cooler heads prevailed, and he wasn't off of that epic collapse, 19 points. We all know the scores in that game and how they blew that game against Denver, who just had their first loss since before the Giant game this week. So they were ready to fire, but what was the last straw? Right, Jordan Renan, who covers the team for ESPN, put out a tweet before the Bears game, saying that he believes that Brian Daboll is safe the rest of the way unless Jackson Dart were to get hurt. That could be the final straw for Brian Daboll. And what happens? He gets the concussion on a fluke play against the Chicago Bears. They blow that game in the fourth quarter, lose the game, and Brian Daboll immediately gets fired the next day. From that moment till now, the New York Giants organization, the New York Giants head coach in Kafka, everyone down the line has been coaching this kid and coaching the team scared. Scared. There's no more, he doesn't run, right? What's the narrative? Oh, he's got to change the way he plays. He's got to change. They have not only told this kid, like, they haven't even, they didn't just take away his coach. They told him the way you play doesn't work. They took a kid who came into the league, won two big games, uplifted the Giants, was the talk of the NFL. And because he got one concussion, and don't tell me the blue, I understand how many times he went to the blue 10. You know what blue 10 visits that don't lead in concussions are? Nothing! He got one concussion. And the narrative around it was, you had to get rid of the coach because he cared too much about winning. Because he was reckless with his young quarterback. Because all he cared about was saving his job and winning games. That's it. That's all he cared about. He didn't care about the future of the organization. He didn't care about the health of his young quarterback. All he cared about was winning football games to save his ass. So he had to go. And what did we tell this quarterback? We told him, you can't play your game. And we're going to be afraid to let you play your game. And we're not going to let you run. And we're going to play a game against the Minnesota Vikings and Brian Flores. And we're going to be so terrified at how smart Brian Flores is and how much he disguises blitzes and how difficult it is to play against him and how much pressure he brings. And we lost an interior lineman right before the game. So you know what? Forget it. Right? We were mad at the coach for coaching to win. Now we're not coaching to win. We're coaching to keep the quarterback safe. We're not coaching to develop the quarterback. No. What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Because to me, when a season is dead, what is it about when you have a rookie quarterback you just drafted? Is it about winning a meaningless game against the Minnesota Vikings? Is that what it's about? Do you go there and go, well, I was just listening to an interview Lori had right before me, and I get it, right? Well, listen, they play the cover two, and they don't stack the box, and they're able to run, and I'm listening to the broadcast as I'm watching the game. Well, listen, it's working. I don't know why it's not. Why would you stop running? It's working, right? Yeah, it's working. That offense looked like it's working. These last handful of games down the stretch here is about one thing and one thing only. It's about developing the young quarterback. And it's not, you know, taking his game and dismantling it and not allowing him to be him because you're afraid and you tell him to be afraid and you tell him that the game that got you here, the game that made the entire city excited, the game that made you the NFL Rookie of the Year, the game that raised the fan base's excitement and got us all interested, that game doesn't work. And you should be so afraid of the blue tent and how you play that we have to change it. And we're not going to try and develop you. We're going to let you throw four passes in the entire first half. We're going to take the first half of this game, and we're just going to run the football. We're not going to try and make you better. We're not going to try and put you in a position where you're going up against the smart defensive coordinator, and it's up to you to figure it out. And who cares if you throw three interceptions? And who cares if you struggle? Because this is about you learning and making rookie mistakes and playing like a rookie, like we should all understand rookies will play like. No. We need to make sure that he is protected because he got a concussion and everyone around the NFL likes to talk about how his game doesn't translate and his game, you can't function like this and he can't be this way. Meanwhile, you watch the games week by week. He is getting better. He is sliding. He is doing things. There's a way to help him get to a point he needs to get without making every conversation about him, he has to change who he is. They fired his coach, and they are coaching him completely afraid to let him be him. That's what happened here. That's what's going on with the New York Giants. And everybody was so afraid, if you allow Dable around him, if you allow the losing to persist around him, he's going to ruin him. He's going to ruin this young quarterback. He's going to ruin him. It has gotten so much worse for this kid the second Dable was fired. It has gotten so much worse. They don't have a game plan for him anymore. They don't know how to treat him. They're not trying to develop him. You're trying to develop a quarterback, you don't hide him from this. You say, go figure it out. Brian, Kafka's doing the same thing that Daboll did, right? He's trying to win football games. And we all got pissed at Brian Daboll for trying to win football games. It's about developing the quarterback when the season's dead. Not hiding him. And not neutering him. Look at the body language. Everything about Jackson Dart is completely different than the kid we saw take over this team in week four. Completely different. And I'm sure there's going to be many, well, maybe he's just not that good. Maybe he's just not, maybe. But we're not going to know if we don't let him play the game. And listen, I know he doesn't have a lot of weapons. And I know Slayton sucks and dropped the pass right in his hands. And I know the tight end, as talented as he can be, and as much as Theo Johnson has an opportunity to be a playmaker in this league, he drops way too many passes, goes through his hands for an interception. I get it. I get they lost an interior lineman and then Andrew Thomas went down in the second half. I get it. But you have to go out there and develop this kid. What they have done with Jackson Dart is criminal. It is so, I mean...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He had an aura around him. Brian Daboll coached the hell out of him. Brian Daboll understood who he was, and Brian Daboll went out there and let the kid be him. And that got him fired. It was the best brand of football the team had played, and yeah, they blew fourth quarter leads because the defense sucked. They blew fourth quarter leads because he made mistakes, sure. Brian Daboll missed. And this isn't about Brian Daboll shouldn't have been fired. This isn't about Brian Daboll's a great coach. And this isn't about Brian Daboll should still be here. Not necessarily. But it's about why he was fired and the impact it's had on the team. And the impact it's had on this kid who's got to be the future. Now, I still believe he has that talent, and as long as they hire the right coach next year, I'm still not trading him for Mendoza. I'm still not doing any. He's still the franchise quarterback as far as I'm concerned. I've seen enough ability. I'm taking my chances with Jackson Dart. But man, oh man, what are we doing in this game? What are we doing? Why are we not allowing him? Like, they don't let him play the same game. They don't want to see if he can go out and attack this defense. They said to themselves, this is a very difficult defense, right? It's a very complicated defense, a lot of pressure, tough defense for a rookie quarterback. We've lost some interior linemen. Let's just run the football. Like, let's not ask anything of him. Let's have two play action passes the entire game. Let's just run the football. Let's take this kid out of his element. And every week after that concussion, let's tell him. Let's leak stories in the media before his first game, right? Or during the week that he got the concussion. Let's leak it that we've been trying to get it into him, that he needs to play different. We've been trying to get rid of, let's make that the entire conversation around the kid. Let's coach him scared. Let's make sure he knows he can't play his game and his game isn't going to work and his game's too dangerous and who he's been and what got him here is no longer viable moving forward. It's got to be completely different. Let's just completely change everything about him. Let's make him afraid to play his game. Let's coach afraid. Let's just completely change everything. Let's go into a game scared to let him be him. Let's take all the rushing touchdowns away. Let's take all the game plans we had for him. Let's take everything that made him successful and say, screw it. He's been in the blue 10 four times. Screw it. Let's make him afraid. Let's act afraid. Let's coach afraid. And let's go about trying to make sure that this kid loses the passion that made him him. Like, I'm sorry. That's what's happened here. And it doesn't mean he can't get it back, and it doesn't mean the right coach can't figure it out, but you do that mid-season to him? How do you expect, like, what did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen when you fire the coach who drafted him, the coach who took a chance on him, the coach that made sure he started week four, the coach that believed in him, made him the number two starter or the backup quarterback before the season, went out there, was successful with him, put up points with him, won big games with him, beat the Philadelphia Eagles with him, built a lead in Denver with him, built a lead against the Bears. I mean, we're talking about the Denver Broncos who just lost their first game in 12 tries, the Chicago Bears who just clinched the playoffs, beat Green Bay and came back in the fourth quarter, have a chance to be the one seed in the NFC. Those are the teams Jackson Dart was beating. Now he looks like he can't complete a pass. The Chargers are going to the playoffs. He beat them. The Eagles just clinched the division. He beat them. The Denver Broncos hadn't lost in 12 tries. He was up 19-0 in the fourth quarter. Chicago Bears are going to win their division and are one of the talking points of the NFL, their turnaround. He was beating them. And now we're afraid to let him be him. I'm glad they lost, but in the manner in which they lost and what's going on with this franchise, like, this owner, when they brought in Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, he talked about the idea that they ruined Daniel Jones. They did everything they could to ruin him. They changed coaches on him. They couldn't build an offensive line around him. They did everything they could to ruin him. And they've turned around, and I'm really worried they're about to do the same thing with this kid. Because he looks like a different player than the one who first took over. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll talk about the Giants to get started. The neutering of Jackson Dart. Another loss. One of two-win teams, along with the Raiders, who obviously next week is now the Tankathon Bowl, a game they desperately need to lose. And the way the Raiders played, they actually might have a chance with what they're doing with this quarterback. And the way the Raiders have played, maybe they have a chance they lose this game because they need that first pick desperately. Oh, and please stop telling me that Joe Shane needs to be fired. Can you stop? Like, honestly, I'm tired of the reaction after every miserable loss that Joe Shane needs to be fired. Oh, well, this was clearly it. What else do you need to see? I can't take it anymore. If you haven't, or like, the idea that that should be your takeaway from these games, that's already signed, sealed, and delivered. Like, I don't know. I can't take it anymore. I can't take, well, listen, when is he should be fired tomorrow. Like, I can't yell about that anymore. He should have been fired. He needs to be fired. He can't be the GM anymore. I don't know what this week told us. What did this week tell us? Slayton can't catch a pass. That ain't new. The defense gets bullied down the line at the end of these games. They're not tough enough. 3rd and 17. Third and 17. Early in the game, the first drive of the game. Third and 11, third and 13. Boom, boom, easy. On completion short of the sticks. First downs. Third and 17, that big drive that they go down and take the lead. No problem. With a backup quarterback. That's not new. I'm tired of this Joe Shane stuff. I don't even want to have the argument anymore. Joe Shane can't be the GM, but I don't know what yesterday. I don't know what yesterday did. What yesterday do? What'd that do? If he won the game, we wouldn't be talking about it? What a joke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.